From Washington, this is VOA News. Dave DeForest reporting more fallout from the recent Paris attacks. Paris prosecutor Francois Molland says police broke up a terrorist unit capable of planning new attacks. He said the raid was called after phone taps and surveillance information led authorities to believe Abdelhamid Abaoud, the suspected mastermind behind the Paris attacks, might have been at the apartment in Saint-Denis. Molland said Abaoud, a Belgian national of Moroccan descent, was not among eight people arrested during the operation. He said at least two people were killed. A district in Brussels is at the heart of the investigation into the Paris attacks. Henry Ridgewell reports.
The rundown Molenbeek district in central Brussels is a focus of police investigations. Abdelhamid Abaoud, the Belgian national believed to be the mastermind of the Paris attacks, grew up in Molenbeek. Two of the attackers, Brahim Abdeslam, who blew himself up outside a Paris cafe, and his brother Salah, who is being hunted by police, also lived in the district. Henry Ridgewell, London.
Prime Minister Erna Solberg says the killing of a Norwegian citizen by the Islamic State is a barbaric act. Islamic State militants claim to have killed a Norwegian and a Chinese hostage. The group's English online magazine said the two were executed after being, in its words, abandoned by infidel nations and organizations. The Islamic State group has released a photo of what it claims is the bomb that took down a Russian jetliner over Egypt's Sinai Peninsula last month. IS says it targeted the plane because of Russia's aerial bombardment in Syria. The photo shows a soda can that the group says contains the bomb. This is VOA News.